The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Daf Kuf He. Today's daf is being studied le'anu nishmat Avraham ben Esther ruach Hashem t'nichinu b'gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied refuah shelema Sarah bat Rachel. En narefana la refuat hanefesh ufuat haguf ufuat hakrava lavov v'chein yihi rason v'nomar amen. Begin today's daf on kuf dalet amud bet, and we are two lines from the bottom. We learned in yesterday's daf the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's shita was that rekika is not me'akev, which means the spinning that the lady does in front of the yavam is not me'akev the process. And for that matter, if Rikika was done alone, we learned according to the Bi'akiva, it does not osir her to the other brothers, which means she is still eligible to make Yibum to the other brothers. So that the Gemara is, Sumi Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rikika lo pasla. Did indeed Rabbi Akiva say that Rikika alone is not posela to the other brothers? V'atanya, we have a braita, Halza. Velo rakeka velo kera'a chalitzata keshera. Case number one, if she just made chalitza, she took off the shoe, but she didn't do any other procedure. She didn't do the kika, they didn't do the keri'a, the chalitza is keshera. Case number two, rekaka velo chalitza velo kera'a, which means all she did was a kika, she spat, but she did not make the chalitza of the shoe and did not do the reading. Chalitzata pesula. So the chalitza is pesula, which means we understand this to mean that she's pasul to the brothers. She's the kika alone is the beginning of a process, therefore she cannot make yibum to the brothers, as if this lady already is began the process of chalitza with this brother over here. So we know once the chalitza was done, you cannot make yibum to the other brothers. So even the kika alone is posela to the other brothers. Kira'a velo rekaka velo chalitza. But all was done was a reading, which all they did is read the pesukim, but not do a nekika, nor do a halitza, and kan bet mihush, meaning it's nothing. Zero. It's like zero was done, and therefore she's not forbidden to the brothers. So the Gemara says, who's the author of this braita? Mani, who's the author? Ilimar Rabbi Eliezer, if you know what it means, halitza velo rakeka velo kera halitzata keshera. Could you tell me that if she just made a chalitza without nekika and without kiriyah is going to be kasher? Can't be. V'amar b'li'ez. We learned in the Mishnah, kacha ya'aseh. We learned based on the pasuk, kacha ya'aseh, davar shu ma'aseh me'akev. And according to the b'li'ez, rekika was considered a ma'aseh, therefore rekika is integral. Therefore, chalitza alone is not going to be kasherah. So this b'raita cannot be the b'li'ez. Ela b'shita Rabbi Akiva. So the other shita must be Rabbi Akiva. V'ketani. What did it say in the b'raita? Rekaka velo chalitza velo kera. Oh, and it told you what? If she made the kika alone, without even the halitza yet, and without the kiriya, she's pesula. So the Gemara says, Leman, who was she pesula to? Idima le'alma. If you tell me she's pasul, meaning she cannot go marry Lashuk, Peshita. Of course she's asula Lashuk. Niavya halitza d'shtariya le'alma. Did she make a halitza that you're going to make a permissible to the shuk? For sure, if she's forbidden to the shuk. Ela lav la'achin. And the hadush is that with the nikika alone, she's forbidden even to the brothers alone. Shma' minna. So you see what? That according to the Akivar, rikika alone is osirar from the brothers. So how do we answer the contradiction? We have to answer like this. That which we learned on yesterday's daf, that the Rabbi Akiva says it's not posela, that's midoraita. However, midrabbanan is going to be posela. Now we have to understand that the rekika alone will be posela midrabbanan. So that's the Gemara S. Or Rabbi Akiva, maishena rekika, or maishena kriya. So for that matter then, even if kriya was done alone, it should also be asum b'drabanan, which means why you are sitting the kika on the brothers that she cannot make yibum anymore, which means b'natorah, kika is nothing. Kriya alone also minatura is nothing. So just like you made a gezerah midrabanan on the kika, that if she did the kika alone, she's asura to make imum to the brothers. So the chavra should make a gezerah on kriya alone, also we all said to the brothers. So Gemara gives a haluk. Kriya diita ben betchila ben besof lo mechalfale. The kika de betchila leta ul besof ita. מחלפלה ואתה ואתו למשנה חלוצה לאחים. So the Gemara explains a very interesting gezera that the Hakamim made. Kriya, the reading, there's two parts of the reading. There's a reading that's done before the actual chalitza itself, before the taking off the shoe, and then there's the reading that's done after the chalitza, after the shoe was taken off. And therefore, when it comes to kriya, which is if kriya alone was done, we're not concerned in allowing her to continue to make yibum to the other brothers. Why? Because the people are not going to confuse and think that we're allowing a halutza to make yibum. Because they'll say this was the kiriyah that was before the actual halitza, and therefore they're allowing her to make yibum because all that was done as a kiriyah, there was no halitza done, therefore they won't come to make a mistake that you're allowing a halutza to make yibum. Masha'ik and rekika, what is rekika done? The rekika is done after the halitza. And therefore, if you're going to matir the lady that made rekika to go make a yibum to the other brothers, what are the people going to say? Oh, if rekika was done, must be halitza was done also. So now they're going to come to be matir a halutza to go with the yabam. So therefore, there's a reason to make a gezerah by Rikika, where there is no reason to make a gezerah by kiriyah. Again, since kiriyah is before halitza and after halitza, so when the kiriyah alone is done, what are the people going to say? It was the kiriyah before the halitza, there was no problem to make a yibum. They're not going to come to make a mistake to matir a halutza to make yibum. Mashenka by the kikah, since the kikah is always done after the halitza, so the people say, oh, the kikah was done, must be it was done preceded by a halutza. And if what are we doing? We're matiring a halitza to make yibum. They're going to come to matir a regular halitza to make yibum. That's why Rabbi Akiva is oser midrabanan nekika triyabam, but not kiriyam. The ika de amre. Some have a different version of this whole story. Ika de amre yaki. Shalchule. They had a question. They send yibamah shirakeka tahlots, which is a yibamah that made rekika. So the deen is, let her continue and follow up with a halitza. Ve'ena sericha larok pa'machiret. And she does not have to spit again. She, even though you did it out of order. When you did the rikika first, they tell her, just finish up the process. Just make a halitza. Kiyai de'atya likamed Rabbi Ami. Like the story of the lady that came in front of Rabbi Ami. Habayativ Rabbi Abba bar Mamal kameh. Rabbi Abba bar Mamal was in front of them, in front of him. Rikika mekamed ta'los. She spat before she made halitza. Amar le Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Ami said, halotz la v'shari la tigra. So the Rabbi said, you know what? Make halitza, just finish the halitza process and finish up your business. Which means, let her go get married to the shuk. Even though she spat first. So the Rabbi, what did he tell her? Don't worry, just make halitza and finish up your business. Which means, go get married. Amar the Rabbi Abba. So the Rabbi Abba bar Mamal was there. He said, Vabainan mirak. She has to spit. Ha-ra-kikala. So he answered back, she spat. So he comes back, Rabbi Abba, and says, "Vitiruk umabekach," which means let us spin again. Which means she didn't do it in the order. So therefore, let us spin again after the halitza. So the Gemara says, "Nafik mine churba." No, if you're going to make us spin again, it's going to come out a churba. A churban. It's going to come out a problem. Why? Di amar tehdar v'tiruk. If you're going to make us spin again, amre, what are the people going to say? Rikika kamaita letba mashasha. They're going to say the first rikika that was done didn't have any significance. Ve'atel mishre halutza le'achin. And they're going to come now to matir a halutza to the brothers, which means this lady over here, a yirikika was done, right? Then it was followed up by a halitza. Now, if you're going to say that, what, to make another rikika, so therefore they're going to come along and say the first one meant nothing, and now the people are going to come to be matir a halutza to go make yibum. They're going to allow what to make yibum. Really, the first rikika It's significant. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Amre rekika kamaita let me mashashav." They're going to say the first guy was nothing. Velo pasla me'achim. Uman da hazid mityabma. Now they're going to see that she made a yibum with the brothers. Sabar rekika batar halitzava. They're going to think that what this rekika was the second rekika. Was the rekika after the halitza? Which means if you're going to come along and say that what the kika is nothing, so what's going to happen? You're going to say what? That you're going to matira now to make yibum to the brothers. The people are not going to know which kika this is. They're going to think it's the kika after the halitza. And they're going to come along and say, oh, you will be matira a lady that made halitza to the brothers. You're going to come out of Khurban. Well, don't do another kika. Let them just keep the first Nikika intact, so there is no Khurban. So the Gemara is Vaba'in and Kisidran. But you need Kisidran, it's out of order. What about the order? Kisidran no Ma'akibah. He told him the Seder is not Ma'akibah. Even if he did a Nikika first, then it was followed by a Chalitza, it is indeed okay. So comes the Gemara and says, Hu sabar, meaning Rav Abba Mar Mamal thought Dachuye kam madhile. He thought that Rabbi Amir was just pushing him away with all these answers. But that's not a problem. You can do the nikika after. You can do the nikika before. It's no problem. He thought he was just pushing him away with an answer. Nafaki went out. Dak vashkach. He found an actual braita that tells it explicitly. Detanya ben shigdim halitza rikika. Ben shigdim nikika lahalitza. Which means whether the halitza came first, whether the rikika came first, is a bifurush brayta that says it doesn't matter. So therefore, he realized that he wasn't just pushing him over. He actually has a support from a bifurush brayta. Comes the Gemara and says, Levi nafak lekriyata. There was a rabbi called Levi. He went out to a certain village. The Gemara Yerushalmi tells us that the Rabbi was once asked by a certain village they needed a rabbi. So Levi dispatched Levi to go become the rabbi of such a village. Now when he got to the village, they didn't just hire him. They first asked him a series of questions to see if he knows. So the Gemara says, Ba'umine, the first question they asked him, Gidemet ma'ushet tachlotz. A lady that's a gidemet, she has no hands, she has no arms. Can she make halitza? How's she going to make halitza? She'll take off the yavam shoe with her teeth. The second question they asked him was, Yibama shirakeka dam mahu. We know that she has to spit in front of the yavam. Let's say she didn't spit saliva, she spat blood. Is that considered rikika or not? The next question they asked him was the interpretation of a pasuk in the book of Daniel. Aval agid lecha et arashum bichtav emet. The pasuk says, I'm going to give you the one that is listed in Kitav Emet, in the writing that is Emet. So the Gemara asks, Mikhlal Tika Kitav She'enu Emet? What is there a Kitav that's not Emet? So those are the three questions they asked Levi. Lo Ava B'yadeh. He did not have the answer to any of these questions. And the Mefarshim say that first they asked him two halakhic questions. When they saw they didn't have the answer to the halakhic questions, they said, okay, let's ask him a question from the Tanakh. In any event, it says, so Levi went to the Bet Midrash to find the answers. Amru le mi ketiv vehalitza biyad. Does it say anywhere in the Torah that she has to make halitza with her hand? It just says vehalitza, which is even with the teeth would be okay. So the answer to the first question is a gidemet can make halitza. Umi ketiv veyarka rok. Does it say in the pasuk that she will spit saliva? It doesn't say the word rok. It just says veyarka. So even blood should be okay, aval agidecha reshum bichtav emet. That what it says that Daniel, that those that are listed in kitav emet, v'chi yesh kitav she'enu emet. Akasha, there's no question. Kam b'gzardin sheyesh emos shivua. Kam b'gzardin she'enu emos shivua. Which we're talking about over the book of Daniel, where there was a gzardin, where God made a decree, and what? There was a shivua attached to that decree. That's considered ktav emet. Because when God makes a decree and it's followed up by a shivua, that cannot be nullified. Therefore, it's called emet. Masha'en ken exardin, that's not followed up by a shivua, by a swear, can be nullified. So that's like enu emet, because it can be nullified if it's not conclusive. So Gemara says, "Keder Rav Shmuel bar Ami, Damar Rav Shmuel bar Ami, Amar Rav Yonatan, minayin exardin, sheyesh emos shivua she'enu mitkareya." How do you know that if you have exardin, a judgment that has a shivua attached to it, that it cannot be ripped up, shen emar? Borei Olam punished the family of Eliyahu Kohen, and the way he punished them, the pasuk says, "Lachen nishbati lebet Eli, im yitkaper avon bet Eli bezeba b'mincha ad Olam," which means you see, Borei Olam said there is not going to be any atonement for bet Eli, not with korbanot ad Olam forever. So you see what nishbati, he made a gezerak Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it was done. B'shivu'ah, therefore it is considered ad olam. Amar Rava, but Rava came along and said, Rava himself was a Kohen. Bezebach u'mincha enu mitkaper. The pasuk says, there's not going to be atonement for Bnei Eli with korbanot. Aval mitkaperu b'devre Torah. But if they study Torah, there will be atonement for the sin. Abaye was also a Kohen from Bet Eli. He said, "Bezebach u'mincha enu mitkaper, aval mitkaper b'gemilut hasadim." But if Bnei Eli do gemilut hasadim, the gezera will be repealed. Rabba v'Abaye mid Bet Eli katu. Both Rabba and Abaye came from Bet Eli. Rabba da'asak b'Torah haya 40 shenin. Rabba that studied Torah, he lived to 40 years old. Abaye not only studied Torah, but he also performed Gimlut Hasadim. He lived 60 years. Taru Rabbanan, Mishpacha Achat Hayta Birushalayim. There was a certain family in Yerushalayim Shehayu Metim Keben Shemunaaseh Shana. Rabbanan, they were dying, the boys, at 18 years old. Bow veyodi with Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. So they came to Rabban Yochanan Zakkai, Amar lahem, Shemim Mishpachat Eliyatim. Maybe these boys are coming from Mishpachat Eli, Shnei Emar, V'chol Marbit Betecha. Anybody that's raised in your house, Yamutu Anashim. So they're going to die, young men. So maybe that's why they're dying, because they're from Bet Eli. Lechu ve'esku b'Torah v'techiyu. So he told them, go study Torah and you will live. Halchu ve'esku b'Torah v'chiyu. They went to study Torah and they lived. Ve'ayu korin otan mishpachat Yochanan al shemo. So they called those families, they changed, they added the name Mishpachat Yochanan, because as a result of the advice that Yochanan gave them, so they called their families Yochanan al Shemo. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Unya, Amar Rav, minayin l'gzardin shel sibur, she'enu nechtam. How do we know when God makes a gzardin, a judgment against the sibur, that it's not sealed? God doesn't seal the fate of the sibur. So Gemara says, "Enu nechtam." Well, it's not sealed. That ketiv ki im techabesi b'nefer. Even if a person, let's say, washes himself with detergent, the terbilach borit, and you're going to put a lot of borit like soap, nechtam avonech lefana. Your sin is sealed in front of me. So you see what, that the sibur's judgment can be sealed. Ela minayin shafilu nechtam mitkareya. How do you know that the sibur, even if there's a gzardin against the sibur, it can be ripped up? Shne'emar, mi kashem Eloheinu bechol koreinu elav. Who is like our God that we call out to him at any time? Which means ben lifnei gzardin, ben lahar gzardin. It means God is accepting our prayers at all times. Which means that a sibur, even if they have a gzardin on them, Borei Olam will answer their prayers to uproot it. Ah, v'aketiv, but doesn't it say in the pasuk in Yeshaya, "Dirishu Hashem b'matzeo," that seek out God when He's accessible, implying that what? You can't call out to God all the time. It's only when He is accessible. Lakashya, habi yachid, habi sibur. Jeez, when it comes to a sibur, bechol koreinu elav, you call out to God whenever you want. However, biyachid, you only have certain times. Which is, a person is playing b'sibur, bet b'chol koreinu. However, biyachid, it's only when he is accessible. So Gemara says, "Yachid
Emat. So when is that time? Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba, Abu, Elu Asara Yamim, Sheben Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim.
This is referring to the days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, which you call them Asir Timit Teshuvah. That's when God is accessible. And that's when a Yahid has a deen of a Sibur. Which means, just like a Sibur can be answered at any time, a Yahid during Asir Timit Teshuvah can be answered as an individual at any time during that 10-day period. Shalhu Leil Abu Dishmuel. Now, so they sent out a question to Abu Dishmuel. They said, if you have a Yevama, let's say she spat blood, tachlots. So what? They said, let her continue the chalitza, which is till now we just learned the regular case where she made the rikika of saliva. Then what did we say? She could follow up by halut, halitza, because we say that the rikika doesn't matter if it's out of order. Now the Gemara discusses a case where let's say she was rokik dam. And therefore, what did he say? He said, continue, let her make the halitza. Why? Because it's impossible that in the blood that comes out of her mouth, there's going to be traces of saliva as well. She can't just spit out blood itself. So therefore, there's no problem. It's just like she spat saliva as well. So comes the Gemara and says, Metime, we have a question. Yachol, yedam ayotzim bepiv. We're talking about a zav. A zav is somebody that has an emission of tumah that comes out of his body. So the Gemara says, "Yachol yedama yotzim mipiv." Let's say blood comes out of his mouth, which means what's pasul from the zav? What's metameh? The saliva that comes out of his mouth is metameh. So the Gemara wants to know by a zav. Let's say the blood that comes out of his mouth, is the blood going to be metameh? The urine that comes out of him is also menaglav, is metameh. So the Gemara, let's say blood comes out of the piyama. Is that going to be metameh? Tamud nomar zovo tameh. Ve'en dama yotzim mipiv u'mipiyama tameh ela taor. But the blood that comes out of the mouth is taor. Ah, but you just told me that it's impossible not to have saliva in the blood. So the chaura, even the blood of a zav should be metameh, because you just said that there must have saliva in it. So the Gemara says, not kashya. Kan b'motzetzet, kan b'shotet. It makes a difference. Motzetzet means that let's say the lady, by the case of halutza, she's sucking out the blood from the mouth. Which is when she's sucking out, she has a cut. So she's motzets. So when you motzets, it's impossible. There's going to be saliva that's mixed in. However, in the case of the zav, he wasn't motzets. It was just blood dripping out of his mouth alone. So there's no saliva in that one. So therefore, it's possible that when the lady spits, there's going to be saliva in it. Therefore, he said, there's no problem. Ligabe the dam. Comes the Mishnah, and said, Chereish, and Nechadat. So the Gemara now analyzes. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Zu Devre Rabbi Meir. Which means, we learned in the Mishnah that a halitza of a katan is not considered a halitza. So now the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Zu Devre Rabbi Meir," which is actually we learned in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Meir, that a katan, let's say, it was 9 years old, so his halitza is considered like a get of a gadol. We learned that in the earlier Gemara. Again, Alibad Rabbi Meir, halitzat katan as a din of a get like a gadol. And therefore what? Once the katan makes halitza, she is pasul to make yibum to the other brothers. Just like if one of the brothers gave a get to the halitza, to the yevama, so therefore she's not allowed to make now yibum to the other brothers, because the get would be asumid rabbanan. So therefore a katan, his halitza is like the get of a gadol. So that's the opinion of our Mishnah that said halitzat katan is poseler to the brothers. However, aval hakamim omrim en halitzat katan klum, which means it's nothing. It's not poseler, and therefore he himself is even able to make yibum when he becomes a gadol. Comes the Gemara, continues. Ketana shehalza. We learned in the Mishnah, if you have a ketana, right, she's a minor that made halitza, so we said she should wait, she make halitza again when she becomes a gedola. Okay, and then the Mishnah says, "V'im lo halitza, halitzata pesula." But she did not make another halitza, or halitza itself is pesula. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, zu devre Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The Amar ish katub beparasha, which is in the parasha of halitza. What does it say? V'im lo yahpotza ish. Now, what's an ish? Ish is referring to a gadol. Umakshinan isha leish, which is we have a hekesh to compare the ladies to the men, because the pasuk says by Yibum also it talks about the ladies. It says ve'alta yibimto hashara. So therefore he makes a hekesh and says just like by the man he has to be a gadol, so too by the lady she has to be a gedola, which means you cannot make chalitza on a ketana. That's not considered a chalitza. Just like we said that ish has to be a gadol, the man, so too the girl has to be a gedola. Aval achamim omrim ish keti beparasha, isha ben gedola ben ketana. Which means they don't make the shekesh. They say only the man has to be a gadol, but the lady, even if she's a ketana, the halitza is considered a full fledged halitza. So now comes the Gemara and says, "Man hakamim, who are the hakamim? Who shita is this over that say that you can make halitza even on a ketana?" What's Rabbi Yosei? Rabbi Yosei, how do you know? Rabbi Chayav, Rabbi Shimon, Bar Rabbi Abu Yatve. Rabbi Chayav, Rabbi Shimon, Bar Rabbi. They were sitting and learning Torah. What happened? Patach ad minayu ba'amar. So one of them started, opened and said, "Habit palel sarik shiyetin einav lemata." The person is praying, he should put his eyes down, meaning towards Eretz Yisrael. His kavanah should be towards Eretz Yisrael. Shnei emar, v'ayu einai v'libi sham kol hayamim. God says, my eyes, so to speak, and my heart is there all the days, meaning in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, when a person prays, he should pray to where the Shekhinah is. And where is the Shekhinah? Towards Eretz Yisrael. V'had amar, and one of the other rabbis said, einav lema'la, that his eyes should be towards heaven. Shnei emar, nisa lebabenu el kapayim. The end of the pasuk says, el bashamayim. Also what happened, at the akhir, in the interim, when they were learning, atar Rabbi Ishmael b'Rabbi Yosef l'gabayu. Rabbi Ishmael entered the Beit HaMidrash. V'amar lehu, so he told the two rabbis that were sitting there, "B'may askitu, what are you discussing?" "Amru leh b'tfilah, we're discussing the laws of tefillah." "Amar lehu," so Rabbi Ishmael tells them, "Kach amar abba, I'm going to tell you what my father Rabbi Yosef said. Hamit palel sarik shiyitin enav lemata v'libo lema'la." Which means he faces Eretz Yisrael, however his heart should be kavana to the shamayim. Kedesh yitkayimu shnei mikraot halal. So you'll fulfill both pasukim. You'll fulfill the pasuk of Eretz Yisrael v'ayu lebi v'anai Sham kol hayamim. You fulfill the pasuk of nisal lebavenu al kapayim. Adach in the interim, atar Rabbi lebetipta. So now Rabbi entered the Beit Midrash. So inu, Rabbi Chayan, Rabbi Shimon, Davu kalile, they were light on their feet. So therefore, yetivu beduchtayu, they ran to sit in their place for the shi'ur of Rabbi. However, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosef, agav yukre, since he was heavy, the Gemara says he was a baal basar, haba mifasar ba'azir. He was walking slowly to get to his seat. Amar le Abedan. So there was a certain student of Rabbi over there, his name was Abedan. So he tells Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosef, mi uzesh mifaseh al rasheh han kadosh. Who is this one over that's treading upon the heads of the holy nation? Because in those days they sit on the floor. So now Rabbi Yishmael is trying to get to his seat, so he's walking across the people, so it looks like he's stepping on the heads. So Abedan says, what kind of kavod is this over here? Who is this one man that's walking and treading on the heads of Rashi Am Kadosh? So Ambar Le, Ani Yishmael B'Rabbi Yosef, Shebati L'Lmod Torah, Rabbi. So what do you mean? I'm doing. I want to study Torah from Rabbi. That's why I'm walking to my seat. Amar leh. So Abedan tells him, "V'chi ata agun l'mot Torah Rabbi? Are you worthy to go study Torah by Rabbi?" Which means, since he saw him, that he looked like he was treading on the heads of the people. So therefore, he said, "This man over here does not care about the Talmid HaChamim. He's not choshesh to the kavod of the Achamim. And therefore, maybe he's not ra'ui to go study Torah by the Bi." So he said, "Are you think you're worthy to go study Torah by the Bi?" So Amar leh, v'chi Moshe haya agun l'mot Torah b'pi ha'gibura. What, you think Moshe Rabbeinu was worthy to learn Torah from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is obvious there was a great gap between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and still what? Moshe Rabbeinu studied Torah by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Ambalei, so Abdan tells him, V'chi Moshe Ata? No, are you Moshe? Ambalei, so Rabbi Shmuel tells him back, V'chi Rabbecha Elohimu? No, is your rabbi God? So comes again and says, Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, when he told him, is your rabbi God? Now really that was a embarrassing to an extent to Rabbi. Because Rabbi Yishmael ben Rabbi Yosef was also the student of Rabbi. So he tells Abdan, is your rabbi God? Who was really his rabbi as well. So the Gemara says that was done by design. Meaning, Shakle Rabbi Lemitrapese, which means Rabbi received his punishment because he did not rebuke Abdan when Abdan was chastising Rabbi Ishmael. Who is this one that's walking out of Sham Kodesh? Rabbi should have told Abdan, hey, leave him alone, he's going to study Torah. The fact that he didn't rebuke him, he ended up getting punished. Why? The Kamar Le Rabbecha Velo Rabbi. Which means he heard Rabbi Ishmael say, is your rabbi God? Now that's disparaging a little, because it's not only his rabbi, it's it was Rabbi Ishmael's rabbi as well. So therefore, but this Borei Olam put those words in his mouth in order that Rabbi should be a little punished because he didn't rebuke Abdan for chastising Rabbi Ishmael. And in the interim, Atya Yibama came into the Bi. Good, Yibama came into the Bet Midrash. To the Bi, in order to make Yibum. Amru le Rabbi le Abdan. So the Bi tells Abdan, Puk Batka. Okay, well, go out and check and make sure she's a Gedola. Meaning, if she wants to make Yibum, well, Halitza, I should say, we have to make sure she's a Gedola that she brought two Se'arot. Lebatar de Nafal. So Abdan went out to do investigation. Amar le Rabbi Ishmael. So Rabbi Ishmael tells Rabbi, Kach Amar Abba. So my father Rabbi Yosef said, Ish katub beparasha, aval isha ben gedola ben ketana. Whether she's a gedola or ketana, you know, it doesn't matter. Which is my father said that even a ketana can make halitza. Amar le. So then Rabbi tells Abdan, Ta, come back. Lo tzrichat. You don't got to make a bedika. Lefi shekevar ora zaken. Already we have a ruling from the old rabbi. Who's the old rabbi? Rabbi Yosef. Which means he's saying, we don't need you, Abdan. Already Rabbi Yishmael gave us a ruling from his father. Even if she's a ketana, the halitza is okay. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, what happened when Abdan was coming back into the shiur? Kam mafsa Abdan ba'ateh. Now all the students were sitting. Now Abdan is walking across the students to get back to his seat. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosef, mi shesarich lo am kadosh yefasa al rashi am kadosh. The one that the Am Kadosh needs, meaning himself, he can tread on the heads of Am Kadosh, which means they needed me. I came with my father's chiddush, and therefore I'm needed in the shiur. However, mi she'en sarich lo Am Kadosh, which means the one that's not needed by Am Kadosh, meaning you, heach yifaseh al rashi Am Kadosh. How are you able to tread on the people? You thought me, I was needed in the shiur. You're treading on the head of Am Kadosh. You're not needed. So Amar le Rabbi le Abdan. So Rabbi told Abdan, "Kum biduchtech. Stop. Don't continue. Just don't tread on the heads. Stop there." Tana beotasha nistara Abedan. Abedan became a Mitzorah, again because he spoke derogatorily against Rabbi Ishmael. That was considered like the sin of Lashon Hara. And therefore we know anybody who speaks Lashon Hara, he gets Tzara'at. And then, V'tab'u Shnei Banav, two of his sons drowned, U'mi'anu Shnei Chalotav. He had two sons-in-law, and they made Mi'un. Actually, he had two daughters-in-law, and his daughters-in-law made Mi'un against his sons, and therefore you see he suffered punishment. Tachem says midah kenegel midah, because one that respects Tamidei Chachamim has children of Tamidei Chachamim, but if you don't respect Tamidei Chachamim or Menan, it's a punishment against the children, and therefore it says tabu shne baravu me'anu shte chalotav.
comes the Gemara and says, Amar of Nachman, Yitzchak, Berich Rahmana, Dechasfe Le'abdan Be'ay Alma.
He says, bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he embarrassed Abdan in this world, instead of having to take it out in the next world, which means at least he got punished for his sins in this world, but not in the next world.
Continues Amar Rabbi Ami Midvarav Shed Berabi, from the words of Berabi. Berabi means the great rabbi. Who's the great rabbi in this case? Rabbi Yosef. Nilmod Ketana Choletzet Bepa'otot, which means a Ketana can even make chalitza when she reaches the age of pa'otot, which is like 6 or 7 years old. But she's already, she has enough da'at to know what she's doing. Rava Amar, Ad Shetegi Al Le'onan Nedarim. He says, no, she has to reach the age where she's able to make Nedarim, which is, let's say, a year before she's a Gedolah, which would be, let's say, 11 years old. Which means, he says, the minimum age for a Ketana is 11. Velcheta Ad Shetavi Shte Sa'arot. Halacha is that a Ketana cannot make chalitza until she brings Shte se'arot. Comes the Gemara and says, Chalitza b'shnayim, which we learned in the Mishnah, that if she makes Chalitza with two judges, so therefore we said, Pesula, and the Bishop of Yohanan said, it's okay. Amar of Yosef, Amar min Yomei, Amar of Nachman, En halakha ke'oto hazug. We do not follow that pair of rabbis, and therefore you need Chalitza b'shlosha, you need three judges. The Gemara says, that was Ibn Nachman's statement. So the Gemara asks, "Ve'amar Ibn Nachman hada zimna." What do you mean, Ibn Nachman? You told us this already. The Amar of Yosef ibn Minri, Amar of Nachman, Chalitzata b'shlosha. You told me about the Chalitzas with three. So what do you have to tell me again that the halakha is not like that pair? We know we don't follow that pair of rabbis. You told me already that one halakha is you need three judges. Why are you saying both statements? So the Gemara says, "Siriche." You need both statements. De'i et marach kamaita, which means if you just would have told me. What about that one statement that says Halsa b'shlosha, that you need to be judges? Have amina hanimili lechetachila. I would have said that's lechetachila. Aval di'avad afilu tre. But I would have said maybe with di'avad even two judges is okay. Kamash malan en alacha keoto hazug. I would say that he says alacha is not like that zug. Why? Because that zug, those rabbis held that two is kasher b'di'avad. So therefore, by him saying we don't go like that, that means even b'di'avad, the two is not going to be okay. Now, v'yashminan en alaka k'oto azun, the other way. If you only would have told me en alaka k'oto azun, alaka doesn't follow a pair of rabbis, elaka tarakama just goes like tarakama, that's just why you need three, have amina di'avad. So I would have said what? Okay, b'di'avad. That we're talking about over here in Alaka. However, I would have thought that what? Maybe b'di'avad I'm not going to take two, but I'll say maybe l'chetechila, really you need what? Five. You're going to take another shita. That's why, Sirika, that's what you had to tell me. No, halsa b'shlosha. You had to tell me that you need three, which means I could have taken like the Biyudah. We had a shita of Biyudah that said the halitza is with five. So if only would have told me we don't go like this zug, I would have said that what? Even b'di'avad, you don't go with two. But l'chetechila, maybe you need five. Kamashuan, halsa b'shlosha. Three is enough. The Katechila comes Gemara and says, we learned in the Mishnah, Ma'aseh Shehaltzu. We had a story that there was people in jail, and they did a chalitza beno lebena, right between themselves. And what happened? They came in front of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva said the chalitza is keshera. So the Gemara says, beno lebena mi yadana. How can you trust them? Which means you need witnesses for a chalitza. How can you take their word that they did the chalitza? Especially we have a rule that says kol davar shebe'erva and keshera pachom mishnayim. Which is anything that's a davar shebe'erva, you need at least two witnesses. So what are they doing over here? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shemuel, ve'edim ru'im oto mibachutz. You have to say there were witnesses that saw the halitza from outside the jail. Ibayilehu ma'aseh shechalsu beno lebena abray, which means, does this mean over here that the story happened outside of the jail? Uba ma'aseh lefne Rabbi Akiva bebet ha'asurim, but the story came to Rabbi Akiva when he was in prison. Because we learned in Masechet Berakot that the end of Rabbi Akiva's life, he was in prison. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, who was in jail over here? Maybe the halitza was done out of jail, and they came to Rabbi Akiva while he was in jail to tell him the story. So the Gemara says, O Dilma,
Ma'aseh sha'asu b'no le'bena be'bet asuri. Maybe they themselves were in jail. And according to this side, it's Pashut Rabbi Akiva was also in jail. The Gemara is just asking, was it also the couple in jail as well? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rab, Bebet Asurin Haya Ma'aseh, Ulbet Asurim Ba Ma'aseh. Which means the Ma'aseh happened in jail, and Rabbi Akiva himself was in jail as well. Now let's just learn some of the halachot that come out of today's daf. Number one, we quote some of the halachot. The first one comes from Shulchan Aruch Ibn Ha'ezer, Siman Kuf Samechtet, Halacha Mem Zayin. Im kara lebad, lo nefsera bekach menet yabim. Kriya alone is insignificant and is not for sailor at all. She can even still make yibum. The next halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch Ibn Ha'ezer, Siman Kasat Lamed Aleph, Gidemet. Shiyadea chotchot, that's a lady that she has no arms, choletzet lechetechila, vafilu b'shineha. She can indeed make chalitza even with her teeth. The next halakha is in the same place, halakha mem. Yevama, shirakeka dam. She spat blood, ena sericha larok pamacheret. She does not have to spit again. Ve'yesh omriim, davka b'motzetzet. That's what we're talking about. She is, let's say, drawing the blood out. Mishum diyev shada b'loshech shuherok. Because it's impossible, there's not going to be traces of saliva. Ve'im rakikat b'lo motzetzet v'lo shotet lo mehani. Which means if it's not going to be that way, according to that opinion, it's not going to be. And as Rabbanan brings two opinions of it. If it's just stam the blood, or it has to be davka motzetzet. Then we have a quote over here from the Rabbam in Hilchot Teshuvah, Perek Bet Halakha Vav. Afal pi sheteshuvah veatzaka yafeh le'olam, even though teshuvah is always good, ba'asara hayamim shebein oshnav yom kippurim, the 10 days asim et teshuvah, hu yafeh biyoter umetkabelet hu miyad. It's accepted immediately. Shne'emar dirshu Hashem behematzeo bam medevarim amurim biyachid. That's talking about you need the 10 days. Riyachid avas sibur kol zeman sheosim teshuvah v'tzohakim belev shalem hem ne'anim shne'emar k'Hashem Eloheinu bechol koreinu elav. That's some halakot from the Amud Bet. Again, Maran and Ibn Ha'ezer, Kasat Mem Gimal, Heresh, Shote, Vekatan, Shehalzu, Ena Chalitza. Which is by Heresh, or Shote, or Katan, the Chalitza is not considered a Chalitza whatsoever. Halakha Shulchan Aruch, Siman Sadihe, Halakha Bet, Hamit Palel, Tzarich Shiyachuf Rosho Me'at. When a person prays, his head should be down a little. Shiva enav lemata la'aris. Down. Shine emar v'yu enai v'eni v'lebi sham kol yamim. V'anu mitpalelim keneged bet ha-mikdash. Which means we pray towards the bet ha-mikdash. V'lachen sarik shiyitin enav lemata kenegdo. She puts his eyes in front of him. V'yachshov ki'ilu omed bebet ha-mikdash. He has to picture himself like he's standing in front of the bet ha-mikdash. U'belibo yichaven lemala l'shamayim. And in his heart, he has kavana l'shamayim. Shne'eman nisal lebabenu el kapayim el el b'shamayim. Then he quotes over here from the Taz and Seif Katan Bet in the name of Maria Abu Hab. Dema she'amru b'gemara she'sadik not b'bet knesset halonot, that in the synagogue you have to have windows, k'deshi yistakilu ha'am k'lapesh maya, which is they want the people to look up, ha'inu shimistakel derech ha'avara yichna' libo. They just want you to look sporadically, quickly, so you'll have humility. Aval vaday she'ikar tevilat slik shu'a enav lemata. Just don't think that the reason why you have windows is so you can look out the window to the Shabbat when you're praying. No, your head should be down. It's just the window is sporadically, you look out the window to see the Shabbat, it'll cause you to be humble. But at the time of the tefillah, you're actually praying with your head down and your heart is kavana l'shamayim, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Seif Katan Dalit in the name of the Bach. The kodim shiatchil litpalel, before a person starts to pray, yistakil b'halonot kelape shamayim, he should look at the windows, the neshamayim, kedesh shiyeh libo nichna, in order that he will be humble. Then he writes over here from the Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat Siman Chet Alacha Dalet, Asur Ledayan Litnaeg Bislara VeGasut Al Sibur. A judge cannot act in a haughty way over the Sibur, Ela Ba'anava VeYirah VeLo Yafsiyah Al Hashem Am Kodesh, which means he's not even allowed to walk in a way where it looks like he is treading over them. V'chein Bezman Hazeh K'sheYoshvim Al Safsal Aruch Zeh Besad Zeh, even today when they don't sit on the floor, where they sit on, let's say, a bench where everybody's sitting next to each other, it's the shach brings down. V'shulchan lefnehem, and the table is in front. Lo Yafsiyah Al Safsal Elech LaHarehen. Do not step on the bench. Means you want to, let's say, get to the back row or something like that. Do not step over the bench when the hakimim are sitting there. Last halakha is brought down in the Rambam in Hilchot Yibum b'Chalitza Perek Aleph Halakha Yudzayin Hayibama Haketana Imratza Hayabam Liyabem Ota Miyabem, which is a ketana to make you move, aval ena choletzet ad shetagdil v'tibadek, which means then she has to have already two seharot, which means halitza we're posing like the shita that says she has to be a gad gedola. Afilu nivala achar 12 shana ena choletzet, which means even let's say she had bia after 12 years old, ena cholet ad shetibdok v'yimsu ba'sibanim, which means just because she had bia in her life doesn't automatically make her gedola. The halitza, she needs to have actually the semanim of shteh se'arot. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.